We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante, along with Greg Pickle. This is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And we've got breaking news from DraftKings. They're now offering mobile casino in Pennsylvania. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless amount of casino games for you to play, all from the comfort of your own home. And right now, if you download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN. You play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And Greg, what I would like to do in this fourth quarter, we talked about this a little bit in the Ask Greg segment, which reminds me, we got to name our winner. And that winner from the Ask Greg segment was Dan from Berwick. And Dan, I think, was sucking up to me when he was talking about two running backs, but that's enough to get you a win. So, Dan, I'll be getting in contact with you. All right, Greg. So much of the conversation, the biggest conversation about college football is, are we going to have a season? When are we going to have a season? I don't think any of us really know the answers to that. But what we could look into is, whenever you make changes like this, there's always unintended consequences, things that you didn't think about initially with these different scenarios. And in James Franklin's Media Day, our Meet the Media last week, he brought up some of these issues. And let's talk about if there's a shortened season. Let's say it'll take till October 1st or so to get back on the field. Some of the conversation is, would it be a shortened season, maybe 9 games, 8 games, and all games would be conference games? What are the repercussions, though, of not having these out-of-conference games in shooting right to conference games? What are they going to have to deal with?
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, essentially, it's almost like not getting the preseason games in, you know?
And correct.
Jumping right into the deep end.
Yeah. I think that would be, obviously very challenging for many programs to try and deal with that, not having, the non-conference games for the tune-up and the warm-ups that we've come to expect and everything else. But, you know, again, if every school doesn't have those, I think that, as long as things are as even as they can possibly be, I think it'll be fine. You know, again, one thing you can't really account for, at least not at the moment, is what happens when Alabama can practice but Penn State can't, and, you know, there's a 2 weeks difference there. Or, you know, Ohio decides that, so in Pennsylvania, we, of course, have this red, yellow, green color code system to open things back up. And, you know, the government has said that group activities like sports can't happen until the green phase. And, of course, we have the extra layer of college administrators seemingly being like, look, we're not bringing back athletes to campus for games and for practice unless students, are back for classes in person and all that. So there's a lot of challenges the mountain here. But, you know, what if Ohio gets to that point quicker than Pennsylvania does? How will that impact things? You know, what if Ohio State can play a non-conference game if they get to that point, but Penn State's not able to yet? I mean, there's so many things to just figure out here that it almost makes your head hurt trying to think about all of the different scenarios. But I am confident that everyone involved is going to do everything they can to have a season this year. Will it be easy? Will it be normal? No, I don't think so. But will they try their best to have it? Yes, absolutely.
Well, and for those of us who heard all of James Franklin's press conference and didn't just cherry pick a couple phrases and imagine the worst, and I think you know what I'm talking about there, it seemed to be, how about you try to be as fair as possible equal across the country. But if you reach the circumstance where, look, I'll use the Big Ten as an example. If every state is open except for Illinois, where Northwestern and Illinois play, do you stop the other 12 teams from having a season? And James Franklin's point, I think, was don't let, you know, just one team keep the whole conference from having a season. And I would think a lot of the decision-making of trying to level the field, though, would be at the conference level as opposed to the NCAA level. Am I wrong with that?
No, not at all, because let's not forget that the conferences run college football, not the NCAA to begin with. I mean, that sort of made itself clear when they put together the college football playoff, situation, period. So, yeah, I mean, I think that you're going to see conference to conference have to make their own decisions. And I don't know if you've noticed, Jim, I think you have, but, you know, we're starting to get this kind of independence feel from some places saying, well, you know, we're going to do what's best for the Big Ten. We're going to do what's best for the SEC. And part of me just wonders, Jim, if we're not going to have a college football season where it's only conference games, and maybe we have a college football playoff if it's safe to do so, or maybe we just end the season with conference championships. And I don't know when it's going to be, you know, I don't know when we're actually going to get that answer, when they're going to decide, you know, what's good and what's not. But at some point, they will have to make that call. And, you know, again, I think a lot of it will come back to what is safe in one place may not be safe in another place. And, you know, I don't know where the college football playoff is supposed to be this year, but let's just say for the hypothetical sense of it, it was going to be in Atlanta. You know, will Georgia and Atlanta be okay if teams from, say, California and, you know, Alabama or California and Florida or whatever, California, Texas and Missouri, you know, whatever. I mean, whatever state teams would come from for the college football playoff, will they be willing to accept those folks? We don't know. And it's just too early to tell at this point, I think, what's going to be reasonable and safe and all of that. Again, not just nationally, but in region by region, you know, conference by conference, state by state.
Well, I do think it'll be, instead of regionally, I think a lot of it will be conference-based, which is mostly regionally based. So I think the Southeast Conference, if they think they're, you know, their schools are ready to open and play, they will play no matter what the other conferences do, which I think turns it into, if Southeast Conference is ready to play earlier and maybe they can play 9 or 10 games and the Big Ten Conference needs another week or two, and that turns it into an 8-game season. But as long as you could produce conference winners, it could then have a playoff. And if Georgia's not willing to take the players, I'm sure there's another state that would, whether it's Arizona or Texas. But there's also some other repercussions to all this that you're dealing with. And James Franklin brought up a good point, which I hadn't thought of before. And he questioned, what if, you know, somebody is sick in the quarterback room and it spreads through the quarterback room? If you had 5 guys from random positions who can't play because they're sick, that's one thing. But if the 4 or 5 players that are sick are all quarterback, that's different. So do you separate the quarterbacks and don't have them all in one meeting room?
Well, you know, I thought that comment was one of the more interesting ones of his time with us last week, Jim. And I mean, there's one part of you that kind of says, you know, look, if we're worried about having meetings and those not being safe enough, how are we ever going to be safe enough to have 22 guys on the field at one time? You know, so that was part of the conversation, I think, as well. But, you know, I think it just goes to show that we're probably not going to have group gatherings really anytime in the near future. But it's a fair point that, you know, there are going to be a lot of things you have to think about whenever it is time for teams to get back on campus again. And, you know, are you going to want to risk, you know, your quarterback room getting it. But then the other side of that is if a quarterback gets it and he was on the field taking reps with guys and, you know, he touched the football and then threw it down the field and the receiver touched it. I mean, there's just so many questions we don't have the answer to here. And I mean, I understand what he was getting at by saying that, but there's a part of you that says, you know, if you think that's as much of a concern, you know, how's it going to be at any point safe to do games, practice, meetings, whatever? So I don't know at this point. I think that's part of the reason, though, why the NFL would have it a little bit easier getting back to games, whereas college will not, because the NFL might be able to talk with the players' union and find a way around something like this, whereas I don't know how you're going to do it with college athletes. So, well, you know, like we've been talking about, there's just so much to figure out at this point, not a lot of hard, concrete answers.
Well, I think one of the things to remember is for years, you've always had the potential issue for the flu or cold or stuff going through a locker room, and that does happen. The difference is where, you know, at that time, it's like kind of you handle it as best you could, and if the guy can still get on the field, he goes on the field. Whereas now, there may be rules that the team itself has no control over, which is, if this guy tests positive for this, he has to sit. I want to hit two more issues really quick with you, Greg. One is playing with no crowds, and how does that change the whole atmosphere of the game? And the other one is, if it were to go into the spring, what happens with all those players who you know are NFL ready? Are they going to risk anything playing college football in the spring when, you know, the NFL career is just right there? I wouldn't blame them for sitting out. So I know questions there, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't either, Jim. I wouldn't think that anybody would blame those guys if they said they wanted to sit out and not play if the season was moved to the spring. But, you know, when would the NFL draft be moved to? I mean, the question would be, what real difference would it make other than, you know, it would not obviously be ideal to finish a football season in April or May or June and then go right into the NFL. But, you know, I think some guys will be willing to take that risk and some guys won't. And, you know, we'll just have to wait and see how that all shakes out. But, yeah, I don't know. If you made me say today, and, you know, I thought Anthony Fauci's comments to Peter King on NBC Sports were interesting yesterday, just the idea that, you know, earlier this week, just the idea that, you know, we don't know how this is all going to play out. Nobody does. And if anyone tells you they do, they're lying to you. But, I mean, I think all told, at some point here, you know, there is going to be a return to somewhat normal. And then the next step will be, of course, how quickly can we get to our sports normal? And, you know, home field advantage seems like something that's not going to be the case this year, Jim. But I think we'd all say that's okay as long as football is back. And I think we will have football in the fall. I just don't know what form it'll take yet.
Well, if you could guarantee me football, even if I have to watch it from home on TV, I would take it. All right, that is it for this edition of the show. Thank you, Greg, and thank you for tuning in. Join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.